I am so glad you decided to join me for Glorious Living. I believe that this program will encourage you to strengthen your walk with God so that you can walk and live gloriously every single day. It's always a joy for me to welcome you into Studio C along with my friend Chrissy Cifuentes. I'm Kathy Duplantis. Together, we're the dynamic duo.
We are a dynamic duo. I love that, Pastor Kathy. You know, every week we just get glory to glory, it feels like. Even more glorious each and every week. It's so good.
And you know, I hope that you're watching this maybe with another friend. Maybe they're not even in the same city as you are, but y'all can watch together and we get connected by the Spirit on a whole nother level.
I get fired up when I'm with you. You and you watching, I'm so thankful you tuned in because today is going to be so dynamic. It's going to just enrich your life. We have so many people watching, some for the very first time even. So if you're watching, if you're a regular comment that you watch every week, if you're new to the program, welcome, comment. We want to hear from you where you're watching from. We do. We love collecting testimonies. I have one I want to share as well. I love doing this because we want you to know that we read them. We read your comments and we rejoice with you. And this one says, congratulations on 50 faithful years of ministry. I thank God for your obedience and service to God. He's so faithful, and I love seeing how you depend on and trust God as you continue to step out in faith, never looking back. Your ministry has touched so many lives and impacted so many with the truths that you share each and every day. Simple truths that touch so many hearts. May God continue guarding, directing, and blessing you as you continue to do God's work. And that was from YouTube. And isn't that a blessing?
I love that. You know, the words faithfulness stood out for how Jesse and I have been faithful to God. Mm-hmm. God's been faithful to us. We've seen Him touch so many people's lives because we obeyed Him and went out, you know, and we reflect back on how many lives and families and ministries have been impacted because we were obedient. So just think how much others will be impacted when you follow God and obey Him the way He's calling you to.
I love that. And I love the phrase that they use. It says, never looking back. And what I love about you and Brother Jesse is you're always looking forward.
We've never looked back. Yeah. That's the truth. In fact, you look at some ministries, they step in for a while, they're out for a while.
Yeah.
We started going and we never looked back. Like Jesus said, if you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. We keep our hands on the plow, moving forward. But we're not doing it alone. We have a whole group of people that help us to do this.
No.
Partners all over the world help us, as well as our staff that help us. That's why I'm so excited about today. I have
another one
that's a great helper.
It's so good.
That's helped us here in the ministry. I'm excited to welcome back Pastor Ron Fortune to the program. Ron is our Covenant Church Evangelism Outreach Pastor. And he is such a blessing to our church family and the community. Ron is here today to share about our new Covenant Church Sunday morning classes and why it is so important for believers to join together and how to learn how to apply God's Word in every aspect of their life. Thank you, Ron, for being with us again.
Oh,
Pastor
Thanks
Ron
for
is
me.
Back to Studio C.
Yes.
It's so great. Now, I love to make you do this. I'm going to say it again. How you doing, Pastor Ron?
I'm blessed.
Yes.
Highly favored.
Yes.
Motivated. Educated. Can't be duplicated because God is on my side.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'm talking. That's a glorious introduction.
Amen.
I love it. And you're a busy fella.
Yes.
I mean, we got him doing the men's breakfast. We have him going to the nursing homes, doing every weekly thing there, monthly for the men's breakfast, weekly for the assisted living, and then now the classes. And of course you fill in a lot of times when Jesse and I are out of town, but the classes on Sunday morning. Have you loved them?
Yes, I love it.
Awesome.
I love it. I love the classes. The classes that we've given them, we talked about, you know, financial freedom. And I think that's one of the things that's in the church that a lot of people deal with, you know, finances, you know, and even in marriages, there's a lot of divorce going on because of finances. And I think that's a great class that me and you talked about. And we've started it. And there's so many people starting to come now, you know, because of, you know, they have financial problems.
Yeah, well, the Lord put the vision for the classes on my heart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we started English and Spanish, but the English ones were, God gave me the subject for them. For the whole month of January, we did financial freedom.
Yes. Right.
And you did two of the, you oversee the whole thing. You did two classes. We have other speakers that have come in once or twice, but you're in there for the majority of the time.
Right.
And then, in fact, I think Chrissy's going to be in some of those
I am. I'm so excited.
In February, we're going to be doing
relationship matters.
And so I'm going to deal with so many different aspects of relationship. There's no one area. It could be marriage. It could be family relationships, could be business relationships. There's no end to the principles that you can learn from God's word about having good relationships.
Yes, I love that.
And then in March, I think, where we're going to plan on doing ministry principles.
Ministry principles.
And so it's a lot that we can share. So this is just the launch pad of what God wants to do in the church. And, you know, this is what we're doing at Covenant Church. But I believe if you're a pastor or if you're a leader or something, God is leading us to do more because people are hungry for the word of God.
Yes.
And we're seeing that in these classes.
That's right. That's right. We are. And so we talked about, you know, how to get out of debt.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things a lot of people in the world, they're in debt and they want to know how to get out of debt.
You know? I know.
And so that was one of the first classes that I taught, you know, breaking free, you know, from debt. And so we talked about, you know, how do I get out of debt? Yeah. And so one of the things was you got to make up your mind that this is what you want. Because a lot of people say, you know, I want to get out of debt. But do they really want to get out of debt? They're not doing nothing about it, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, when you go to the gym, right? You want to work out, you know, but you go to the gym, you look at everybody else working out, and you just stand there looking at them.
Exactly.
But you have to do something. And so that's what I talked about. You have to do something. You want to get out of debt, then you have to do something. And so the first thing you have to do, make up your mind that you want to do something about it.
Yeah. It's a decision.
Right.
And then once you make the decision, God gives you the step-by-step plan. One of the things is stop spending. You know, don't buy it if you can't afford it. Get a budget plan if you're... And so I'm sure you gave some practical advice in that way, but it was wonderful to know, see all the people coming in and out of that, excited about their new future. Because, you know, a lot of people don't realize that they can be out of debt. They think it's a way of life. Mom and dad, grandpa, everybody was in debt. I guess I'm going to be in debt. No, you can be debt-free. Jesse and I have been debt-free since 1982. Ministry as well as personally. And because of that, we're able to do things without having to ask the bank, is it okay?
Right.
You know, and because the bank usually dictates what you can do, because if you don't do what they say, then you don't get insurance, and then you have to have insurance if you have a mortgage.
Right.
But that's kind of twisting around. But the point is, you can be more in charge of your own destiny if you're not saddled to debt.
Right.
And it's okay we don't say it's a sin or anything to have a mortgage or have things like this, because Abraham was a lender. Somebody had to be a borrower. And borrowing is not necessarily a bad thing, but it could be a way to help you to get where you need to go, but don't stay there.
Right.
God wants to give you a plan to get debt free so that you can increase on every area of your life.
Amen. And I love
that. And it's connected to your seed as well.
Yes.
I mean, it's not just your seed. You have to use practical things, but all these things work together.
Yes, it does. Because debt will steal everything from you. You know, it's kind of like inviting a house guest to come into your house. So he comes into your house, but not realizing he brought a suitcase with him. And he has that suitcase, and now he's taking over your sofa. He's leaving dishes in the sink. You know, he's eating out your refrigerator. And so that's what debt does. It starts off a little bit as just a small house guest, and then it becomes a person who stays there permanent until you do something about it.
Yeah.
And so that's what happens. You know, we see a credit card, and we spend, let's say it's $10, you know, but not realizing that if we don't pay that $10 all by the end of the month, guess what happens? Yes. Interest goes up.
Yeah, it becomes, you know, like $30.
Right. And then next thing you know, you say, they say I can have $10,000. And so now, you know, you go and buy furniture, you go buy this, you go buy that. Next thing you know, you didn't max the credit card out.
Yeah, and that $10,000 that you spent turns into $30,000 that you owe.
Exactly.
Or more.
Exactly. And that's what credit does. It starts robbing you of your time, not only time with family. You can't do the things that you want to do. You can't go to places you want to go. Why? Because you got to take care of this bill. Because this bill no longer is $10 a month. Now it's become almost $1,000 a month. And so that's how we have to pay attention to, you know, credit card. The best thing for me, you know, I would say get rid of them. Yeah. Now, if you're going to use a credit card, nothing wrong with using them. But if you use it, make sure you finish. You pay it off at the end of the month so you don't develop interest on it. So if you buy something for $10, pay it off before the end of the month.
Exactly. Use it as a convenience.
It's a convenience.
To be able to do that.
That's because it'll actually, you know, increase your credit score. Mm-hmm. You know, when you pay your bills, you pay them on time. That increases your credit score.
I think you're right when you say it all starts with a decision. And really, when you're serving God, really you start first with putting God first, and you put Him in the area of your life. So you tithe, you put Him first in the area of your money, and He shows you how to get out of debt.
Right.
Some people think, I can't tithe because I'm in too much debt. I can't give to God. But God's giving to God is God's formula to help us to get out of debt. But it's not it's not just separate from using common sense principles as well. Awesome. I remember I used to hear John Osteen, who is Joel Osteen's daddy, I often quote this thing that he said, because he would tell his congregation, because he was teaching them to live within their means.
Right.
Because, and it's not wrong to dream. You could have dreams and things you want to have, but don't spend what you don't have.
Right.
And just keep believing God. You don't do it in the natural. You let God work with you in with the supernatural, but you start with a seed, and then God brings in harvest. He brings in increase. All the different offering teachings you've given at the church and all always have shown that as well. You and Pia have learned to put God first, and you've seen Him bring you the increase, but it wasn't overnight.
No,
you used wisdom until that time came. So I think it's just wisdom to be able to realize that God wants to give you kingdom principles. If you put Him first, He will give you the wisdom on how to manage what you do have so that you can receive the increase, and when the increase comes, you're not just going to squander it.
Right.
You're going to be wise with it.
Amen.
So I love the fact, I think it was wonderful, God put it in my heart, so the people of the church can learn financial freedom.
Yes.
It's freedom, really, when you're free of debt.
Right.
It's a goal that's attainable. And even in the natural, people who don't even know God can sit down and figure out a formula on how to pay off things and don't spend any more till you pay this off. And then all of a sudden they see it gradually increase. I love hearing testimonies from people. They say, I'm debt free.
Right.
And we get testimonies all the time from people. I'm finally debt free. And not only am I debt free, I have money in the bank. I'm able to invest. So God is a God of freedom.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
I
like you say when you say about squandering, you know, a lot of people, you know, they get money and they squander it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought about the first thing that came to my mind. I thought about when me and Pia, you know, we was in the world, we wasn't saved, you know, and so one of her relatives passed away and she got almost $45,000. And so this $45,000, we was like, oh, wow, we got some money. And we began to squander it. You know, we bought a car, you know, which was something that we needed. But then we had this guy, he comes to the door. I'm like, keep in mind, I'm not saved. This guy comes to the door and he's selling wine. Now, normally you'll buy just a little case of wine. We bought almost 30, 40 cases of wine. All the money that we had, just disappeared, you know. And so by the time I got out the military, we didn't have nothing. You know, we were broke. I mean, nothing in the bank, nothing saved, nothing. I mean, we had nothing in our pockets except the money that I got when I got out. And that's one thing, when you squander your money like that, you know, not realizing those things that you need to do, start saving. You know, one of the things that I've learned in the military is that people don't save. A lot of people in the military, they get money and they spend it. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that you have to do when you get money, start saving. Always have an emergency fund. Mm-hmm. You got to have an emergency fund. You got to, if you lose your job, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. You got to have at least 4 to 6 months of finances available that you can still take care of yourself until you get a job. Mm-hmm. And people don't do that. You know, talk to financial advisors, there's a lot of people do not have emergency fund. Mm-hmm. But that's something that we need. We need emergency fund. And yes,
I think, you know, I like that idea. But, you know, I've heard this principle, and I think it makes sense, too. There's like the 80-20 rule. Like 80%, you can spend on things that you need, whether it's housing or whatever. 10% you give to God. 10% you save. And then the 80 is on other things. And that's a good concept. But when you give God, when you involve God in your life, then that 10% becomes a kingdom activation that really gets God involved in your in your whole 90%.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
And so it makes a big difference that you put God first, and you could still save. You may not do it overnight, but a plan will come together. Mm-hmm. If you put God first, and then you say, Lord, I want to be able to save so that I can have a cushion. Because, you know, even if you have all the cushion, you don't have God, you could still lose all
that's
of that
right.
overnight.
Right.
That's right.
But you need God first, more important than the saving. But you can have both if you trust God.
That's
he can
right.
show a way for you to live responsibly, especially if you have a household with children, you have responsibilities. And, you know, people that are in business have this same concept. They have to have, at the ministry, we have a cushion because, you know, we have a lot of people that are connected to our ministry. We have a lot of commitments and we trust God to fill it. Jesse preached this, had a sermon years ago. He actually wrote a book on it, Living Off the Top of the Barrel. Is that the name
yes,
of it?
Yes, Living Off the
Living
Top.
Off the Top of the Barrel. He got the concept, again, from John Osteen, who I mentioned earlier. I don't think I gave the phrase that he said. He used to tell his congregation, repeat after me, I don't have to have everything that my little beady eyes see.
Not
wisdom?
It was
so funny the way he would say
so
that.
Good.
And it was good common sense, because a lot of people aren't told to, They don't know to tell themselves no.
Exactly.
Because their flesh wants everything, but you have to be ruled by your spirit and not your flesh.
Yes.
Isn't that true? And so John Osteen was with Jesse at this someplace, I think at TBN or something, and this woman comes up to him and says, Brother Osteen, I heard you say that you live off the top of the barrel. That's not faith. He said, woman, it took a lot of faith to fill that barrel.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot of faith to fill it, keep it full.
Hallelujah.
And so that went off in Jesse. So he preached a whole sermon on that whole concept. So, because when you live off the top of the barrel, that's abundance.
Yes.
And if you're just at the bottom, you know, he says, when you're at the bottom, they have fish at the bottom of the ocean who they're blind and they can't even see.
Right.
So when you're at the bottom, feeders are a different type of people. Yeah. But we want to be the top feeders, that we live off the top of the barrel. That's a whole book. You can go get and look
it's
at that.
It's so good. JDM.org.
The sermon is on the app or even the message you can get. But that's just a little taste of it, just to realize that God really wants abundance for his people. So I'm glad that you're teaching that. And that's just one class that we have. But I think a lot of people, especially right here at the first of the year, want to hear about financial freedom.
Yes, I love the name of it too, when you say financial freedom. Mm-hmm. And the fact that when you just shared that story about you squandering the money, there's no shame in this. There might be people still learning that they're saying, maybe that's you. You're thinking, oh man, I just blew it. I went on a shopping spree. I don't have this money. I blew this money. But to be able to get in a group setting, a small group where people can say, I want to learn. And they want to embrace God's word. You know, I'm always on YouTube looking at the latest podcasts, and the world is always telling us what we should do with our finances. But this is a way to get connected to God's word and to come together and say, there's no shame in it. We've made mistakes, but let's see what God says about this.
Right.
Do you find that when you got in those small groups, that people were just motivated to walk out and get things right with the Lord when it comes to their finances?
Yeah, that's one of the things. So when I talked about that the Bible talks about, we should be the lender, not the borrower, you know, to owe no man nothing. And so that's one of the things, you know, you're putting God first. You have to put God first.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I mean, if you just have $10, you know, give God first. Mm-hmm. And that's what me and my wife learned. We learned that, you know, you have to give God first. Every penny that came in, we made sure that we brought our tithes into the storehouse first.
Amen.
You know, and so, yeah, a lot of people, when they was leaving the class, you know, they wanted to know more. Well, how can I save, or how can I do this, and how can I do that? So the financial realm, you know, in any community, it's number one right now, you know, because a lot of people, you know, they're trying to figure out how they're going to buy this, how they're going
to
do this.
Paycheck to paycheck.
But they got to realize that God has to be number one.
Yeah.
He has to be number one. When you put God first, everything else falls in place, you know. And once you start receiving money, there was coming to the second part, wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Ask God for wisdom. And the Bible says, when you ask, he'll give it to you.
Yeah.
You know, liberally.
Liberally, you know, and upbraid it not. So he'll give it to you.
But it comes back down to the first statement that you made when we started talking, was that it has to be a decision.
Right.
You have to decide, when I do get an increase, when I do have my next paycheck that comes in, what am I going to
do
with
it?
Really want to get out of debt, or do I just want, am I just talking about it?
Right.
Because God will give you the wisdom, he'll give you the insight and the plan to get it done.
Right.
Yes, it takes discipline, it takes maturity.
Right.
And I love that it's, you know, kicking off Covenant Church, these new classes, it's finance, but next is relationships, and then it's going to be ministry. So it's actually classes on how to live gloriously, if you ask me.
Exactly.
How to have glorious finances, glorious relationships, how to be a glorious minister of the gospel, and no matter where you are in your world. So it's just exciting that these classes are full, and they are full. I walked past a few, and I was like, wow,
They're getting up those stairs, you know, if they whatever it takes to get up the stairs.
And it's awesome because it's so exciting. I know I took after we had practice, I do the worship team, I went up there to take some photos of the first ever class, and I think we had to add some more chairs to your classroom.
Oh yeah, we're struggling trying to get chairs. Because
that's a good problem.
I didn't expect a lot of people to come, but I'm That just goes to show you how hungry people are for to learn about their finances.
Yeah, we had a good group, a good group of chairs in there to begin with.
Yeah, we did.
Filled up the room, but we had to put even more. We're considering we have to move it to another room. But
that's overflow.
But it's settling in. And I believe it's going to continue to grow in people because people are hungry.
Right.
And like you said, at the first of the year, people, they have a lot of things on their mind. One of them is, of course, losing weight. We're all thinking, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, I can't teach that class. Not yet, anyway.
Ron probably could, too.
Pastor Ron could. He's disciplined in that.
But then also getting out of debt, a lot of other things that they have plans to get. A lot of people want to get into the Word more. This is why you're watching. Right. Maybe now you want to study the Word, find out what God's Word has to say about your life, how your life can change because of the Word of God. But also in the area of the finance, like we talked about. Why? Because they spent so much at Christmas.
I know. Goodness gracious. That's
But regardless of what the motivation is, God always has a plan to help
increase,
to help us to grow, to give us the wisdom. And He puts people in our path, like Pastor Ron, to teach these classes, and we've had Brother George on here to preach on the Spanish classes. That's also going on at the church. But there's always, in a growing church, there's always going to be something moving and something shaking, and people are learning. And I'm glad to see that God is bringing in people that are hungry to hear the Word of God.
Yes, it's so good. It's so wonderful. And God wants us to live gloriously. He doesn't want us lacking in anything.
That's so true.
And I think that that corresponds with our theme for this year so beautifully of using your faith voice. It all really begins with that theme. Mm-hmm. Use your faith voice. Speak to those finances. Say, I'm not going to stay in this situation. I know you have a beautiful testimony, Brother Ron, of how you grew up in poverty, and now you're teaching financial classes to people. Like, it's just absolutely amazing to see where God has brought you and Miss Pia, and also you, Pastor Kathy. Mm-hmm. It never was to where you just ultimately grew into that. Well, you grew into it, but it took faith. It took standing on the Word of God to see you go from that poverty into living in the blessings of God. And it's so possible.
That's so good. That's why I really like the idea that you embrace the vision, say, yes, I'll teach it and I'll oversee it. Because, you know, you're a success story, you and Pia. You came from poverty. Pia lived in Germany, but you grew up in here in the New Orleans area. And when in the military, you met your wife there, but you had a struggle. And when you met Jesus, it changed everything.
Yes, that's right.
You learned
it
the principles
everything.
And you applied them.
Right.
And if you can do it, like you said, anybody can.
Amen. Can do it.
It's encouraging.
Because it's not something that, you know, God is, you know, saying, I like the scripture when it says He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants.
Wow.
If He takes pleasure in you prospering, then obviously He's not happy when you don't prosper.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you know, the devil has spun propaganda to really attack what people call prosperity message, but the Bible is a prosperity book.
It is.
His first words to mankind was blessing words.
Right.
He says, I want you to replenish. I want you to multiply. I want you to increase. And He gave them the seeds so that they can produce. He gave them a perfect earth. Right. But I mean, the principle of God wanting to bless His people is throughout the Bible.
Amen.
And
right.
Even though Adam and Eve messed things up and they disobeyed God, Jesus bought it back.
Right.
And when He went to the cross, He paid the price for Adam's rebellion. People call Jesus, which the Bible calls Him, refers to Him as the second Adam. Mm-hmm. He bought it back. Why? So He could restore
the
blessing that Adam lost.
That's right.
And that's just what being financially free, sick free, depression free, no matter what the attack or problem the devil puts on you, the Word of God through the blood of Jesus Christ can get it off of you.
Amen.
This is why it's so important to realize God wants you to be free. And whoever Jesus says that He will make you free, if you believe the truth, He says the truth will
make you free.
But it's the truth that you
know.
Mm-hmm. Not just truth.
Come on.
There's a lot of truth out there, but it's the truth that you know.
Oh, Pastor Kathy preaching right now.
Yeah, like,
it's the truth
on.
You know. And that's what I love about this ministry, whether it's our local outreach of Covenant Church with these classes or just watching online, all of the resources we have available in the printed word and our broadcast, social media. We're instilling you so that you know without a shadow of a doubt that God has wonderful plans for your life, plans of abundance and prosperity and living large.
And none of it has a fee on it. We don't charge for any of this. I know there's a lot of things that's maybe subscription-based. People have to pay to get certain classes. But all this content is free to you because we want you to understand the principles that God has revealed to us, that we've put into practice, that we've seen come to pass for 50 years of ministry or living for the Lord.
Yes.
We we have seen his promises come to pass. Amen. So we want you to experience that for yourself. And this is why we do it. And we don't do it alone. Our partners help us to do it. So thank you, partners,
thank
that are watching
so
today
much.
That have been a part of this wonderful journey for 50 years now. We're going into all the world, preaching the gospel to every creature, continually reaching people, changing lives,
one soul at a time.
And so thank you. And you know, if you're not a partner, you can be. It's a very easy thing to do. No matter what amount that's on your heart, you can use all the different opportunities or the ways that you see on the screen there to just sow your seed and believe that when you sow a seed, God sees it.
Yes,
and
he's
the one who provides seed to the sower. It may not seem like a lot to you, but if you're, whatever it is, God can be involved in your finances when you put him first and you obey him. And then we believe God with you because you're giving into good soil. Good soil is one that produces a hundredfold return. And we get many testimonies from people about how they gave and they saw an increase in their life. We publish them in the magazine. You see them everywhere. I read them on our television broadcasts. But we just love seeing people's lives change. And I believe that your life is being changed because you're watching today.
Amen. That's so good, Pastor Kathy. It's so awesome to know that there's also a team of people 24/7 here at the ministry ready to agree with you in prayer. Let's just say you don't know where to begin, or maybe you just don't even know. Maybe you're watching this for the first time and this is the first time you're hearing about this scripture stuff, this Bible stuff, or you want to know more about Jesus, you can give them a call or you can email them and they're going to pray with you, minister to you, lead you to the Lord. And it's going to be a great time in the presence of God when you call us. And we are just so thankful that you decided to watch because, I know, Pastor Kathy, we've been doing this for such a long time. Mm-hmm. And every time we get together on this set, I just know that there are people all over the world watching and they're realizing what's possible for maybe some for the very first time that they can live a glorious life in Jesus. And that just motivates us to keep going.
It truly does. In fact, let's pray for those that are watching. Now, Father, we thank you for every person that is watching and maybe some are just listening along with us right now. Lord, I pray that your Spirit would just pierce their heart, touch them, and let them know that they can live a life full that is free from sin, free from sickness, free from debt, free from any trouble, Lord, because they could put their trust in you.
Yes.
Touch them today, Lord, wherever they are. Bless them and strengthen them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Ron, so much for being with us today. I'm excited about what God has already done and what he's going to do throughout this year as you continue to teach those classes on Sunday morning, 9 a.m. here at Covenant Church.
Yes.
Also, the assisted living classes are having so much fruit.
Oh,
every time I hear your great testimonies of how those that can't go to church, so we bring church to them.
Come on.
That's right.
What you do.
You come back with a great testimony. Also, the men, when you meet with them once a month for the men's breakfasts and things that we do. You know, we're just excited about sharing Jesus and seeing people grow.
That's right. We love sharing Jesus.
Yes. It's so good. We love you. We thank you for all that
love
you
y'all.
Do.
Thanks,
Ron. And that you're here today to share the gospel with
and
us.
And we are
again.
So thankful that you've been with us here today. Remember, Glorious is coming up. The dates are Friday, March the 6th at 7 p.m., Saturday, March the 7th at 9 a.m. at JDM International Headquarters. We're going to start off on that morning service with Jesse and Jody and me and Chrissy. We're going to have a little chat, a glorious live event right there.
Glorious Living Live. I love this.
And then I'll be preaching another sermon right there after that morning. So it's just a Friday night and a Saturday morning. Come expecting things. God will bless you in a significant way. Admission's free, registration's free, and also we'll be live streaming. You can always tune in and watch it if you can't be here. But try your best to be here if you can because it's always a fun time in the house.
It is a glorious time together. And I want you, if you have a question, because we collect questions, we might answer them on the Glorious Living Live panel. If you have something you want us to address, comment it below. Share with your girlfriends. Let us know because we're going to have some fun. I can't wait.
I know it's going to be good.
I'm counting down. Glorious.
It'll be here before you know it.
It is. It's coming up.
Yeah, we're already making plans and we want you to be here. Yes. Thanks, Ron, for being here again.
It's
been a fun time.
Thank you. It's
around
always
the Word of
fun.
God.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you again, Chrissy, as well. And thank you so much for being. I'll be looking for you next time right here. In fact, Chrissy and I are going to do a great program pretty soon coming up about Glorious. It's going to be a fun time. It's just to watch for. But there's so much happening. Watch, go, and also make sure that you just surf around. Look at all the things that you can be ministered to through our different apps and different platforms. You will not be disappointed. I believe that God is going to touch your life. There's many 50-year products, all kind of things you can
so
get.
Oh, so much. That you
magazines
can go.
You can read online.
Yes, yes.
Get in touch with us because we want to see you grow during 2026. Remember to use your faith voice because nothing's impossible for those that believe and trust God with their life. God bless you. See you next week. than we know. We're bolder than we know. We're courageous in Jesus.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women.
Why don't just brag on God a little bit? Because God really wants to elevate us and help us to step into a higher level.
Glorious, a conference for women, March 6th and 7th, 2026. For more information and free registration, go to jdm.org.